This is TWiT.
Tomorrow, Chrome gets an ad blocker. Are you ready for this?
I am excited.
A bad ad blocker. Not an old ad blocker, but a bad ad blocker,
well,
right?
It's a start.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'll take it.
No, this is what they're saying. Yeah, it's not as good as, say, AdBlock Plus or my preferred ad blocker, uBlock Origin.
It's better for the media industry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's kind of... Maybe it's like a, kind of a good compromise. So it'll only block ads that don't conform to the Coalition for Better Ads guidelines. But if... Even one ad on a site goes against that guideline, it'll block all the ads. So
until when? I mean, what if you...
Well, if they fix it, somebody, I guess it'll... Pop-up ads, pre-stitial ads with a countdown. I hate those. Autoplay video ads with sound.
Well,
large...
You next load the site, right?
Yeah, you know, you've Forbes does that, right? You have to watch an ad before you can get to the site. A lot of sites do that. Wired has started doing that, I think. Large sticky ads. That's on desktop. On mobile, it'll block pop-up ads, pre-stitial ads, autoplay video ads with sound, pre-stitial ads with a countdown, but also any page with an ad density more than 30%. Flashing animated ads, large sticky ads. I hate it when ads are sticky. And full-screen scroll-over ads. That's the worst on mobile, where you have to kind of, as you're scrolling the page, The ad comes up, and you have to keep scrolling as the ad goes by so you can continue to read. The worst. It's using the easy list filter rules, which are kind of public and open and community curated. By the way, Google's own ad networks are not exempt. If the ad in violation comes from AdSense or DoubleClick, it'll be blocked. This is according to
But they're not blocking our ads that mine cryptocurrencies in your browser.
Oh, that's not good.
They're blocking those will be good.
So you know who's doing that now, which is kind of... So there's, of course, a bunch of bad people.
Salon.
There's the CoinHive is the company that's doing this. It's not Bitcoin. They're mining Monero. And interestingly, one of the companies doing this now is Slate, although here I am with my ad blocker on...
I think it's Salon, isn't it?
Did I say Slate Salon?
Salon, yeah, thank Salon. It's funny. It's the 4,786th business model attempt by Salon.
Yeah, here it is. Wasn't Salon started by Microsoft? Is that the one started by Microsoft? No, Slate was started by Microsoft. Salon was started by the former Examiner guys.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was SF Mag, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So we've noticed, here it is. We've noticed you're using an ad blocker. We depend on ads to keep your content free for you. Please consider disabling your blocker. We've seen these before. By the way, you can. It's a escalating war because uBlock Origin, which I use, allows me to set a thing that disables the ad blocker disabling message. The ad blocker blocker. So I can either click OK, I've disabled it, or in beta, suppress ads. Block ads by allowing Salon to use your unused computing power. They don't give you a whole lot of detail, but if you click learn more, immediately it will start mining, I'm told. So it's mining now, I guess. And they don't really say, they talk about ads and how ad is undermining journalism, blah, blah, blah. But they don't really say, when you say learn more, they don't really say exactly what they're doing.
Well, that's not cool.
How does Salon make money using my processing power? The demand for computing power, blah, blah, blah. We intend to use a percentage of your spare processing power to contribute to the advancement of technological discovery, evolution, and innovation.
What?
No. But for now, for our beta program, we'll start by applying your processing power to mine cryptocurrencies to recoup lost ad revenue. So, in other words, this whole thing about contributing to the advancement of technological discovery, evolution, innovation, and no, never mind. We're going to do mine cryptocurrencies. We plan to further use any learnings from this to help support the evolution and growth of blockchain technology, digital currencies, and other ways to better service the value exchange between the content and user contribution. I'm not against this idea, except that we've seen these already. We've seen these JavaScript-based crypto mining programs abused. Some of them stay on the machine even after you leave the site. So I think it's a little tarnished.
One of my entrepreneurial students is working on a business along this, and I won't give it away, but when he gets ready to say it publicly, I think it'll be much more helpful and at a higher standard for publishers.